feels for joy. I swallow some foam, the positive things that are going on, and give you tips for taking along. So come on, come down, turn a podcast on. Come on, come down, turn a podcast on. Come down, turn on.
Hello guys, we are really sorry to tell you that we weren't able to record a new episode of the Good Mood podcast for this month because we had so much work to do for our regular school lesson.
April!
We're just joking. Of course we did not let you down and recorded a new extra funny and weird episode for you. Dedicated to the 1st of April,
the April Fool's Day!
We are going to start, as usual, with some good news, followed by a survey about people's best April Fool's pranks. Our interview partner for this episode is going to be our current head girl, Theresa Nagele.
Afterwards, you're going to listen to a selection of weird and crazy songs.
Then, we are going to tell you about some special days in May and give you some tips for what to do on a rainy day.
And last but not least, we prepared some riddles for you to solve. So, let's hop right into it. Woman uses lockdown to teach her dog math and colors. Akira is a clever dog that can count to 10, answer questions, and even solve addition problems. Monica thought her 6-year-old dog Akira knew tricks, but they're not like other tricks. When shown several different flashcards featuring colors, numbers and shapes, Akira can choose the one that matches Monica's question. Moreover, this dog can do simple addition problems by pointing to the correct answer with his paw. Monica started to train him when he was young with games like finding treats and toys, and she really felt that he needed something extra apart from his physical exercises. Akira started by learning to tap the card on command. Then Monica familiarized him with the shape of a number or imagined by tracing it with her finger and saying it out loud. Next, she said she taught him to count by holding a flashcard with a number on it, next to a card with the number of tennis balls on it and counting them out loud. Even though dogs are thought to be largely colorblind, Akira has also been trained to recognize different colors. Akira trains 5 times a week in 10-minute sessions, and the next challenge is to master subtraction.
A 5,700-year-old chewing gum provided intriguing details about the DNA of a Stone Age woman and sheds new light on the evolution of our species. Of course, the so-called chewing gum wasn't the chewing gum that we know today. In fact, it was just a lump of pitch from a tree, which is a very sticky liquid that trees naturally produce. 3,700 years before Jesus, a woman was chewing on a piece of pitch before spitting it out on the ground, and there it stayed encased in mud until scientists managed to somehow identify it. The chewing gum has been perfectly preserved, and the scientists were able to determine the individual's skin, hair, eye color, dental health, diet, and even more. Apparently, the woman had dark skin, dark hair, and blue eyes, suggesting the adaptive lighter skin of Northern Europeans evolved much later on than we assumed. Furthermore, she was lactose intolerant and seemed to prefer wild food to agricultural grain staples. Additionally, the DNA of a duck was also found on the gum. Scientists assume that this was the meal the woman last enjoyed before chewing. In fact, the chewing gum is a very valuable source of ancient DNA, especially for a time period where we have no human remains. So, next time you see a piece of gum in a ditch, think about this incident, and perhaps in another 5,000 years, scientists will be able to parse out the characteristics of our modern time.
Scientists spin some music out of spider webs. Spiders are master builders, expertly weaving strands of silk into intricate 3D webs that serve as the spider's home and hunting ground. Scientists reported that they have translated the structure of a web into music. The spider lives in an environment of vibration strings. They don't see very well, so they sense their world through vibrations, which have different frequencies. Scientists wondered if they could extract rhythms and melodies of non-human origin from natural materials, such as spider webs, because webs could be a new source of musical inspiration that is very different from the usual human experience. In addition, they also hope to gain new insights into the 3D architecture and construction of webs. With the goals in mind, the researchers scanned a natural spider web with a laser to capture 2D cross-section and then used computer algorithm to reconstruct the web's 3D network. The team assigned different frequencies of sound to strands of the web, creating notes that they combined in patterns based on the web's 3D structure to generate melodies. The researchers then created the harp-like instrument and played the spiderweb music in several live performances around the world. To gain insights into how spiders build webs, the researchers scanned a web during the construction process, transforming each stage into music with different sounds. The sounds of the harp-like instruments makes change during the process, reflecting the way the spider's webs is built. In other experiments, the researchers explored how the sound of a web changes as it's exposed to different mechanical forces, such as stretching and the tension of the strings and the sound they produce change. At some point, the strands break and they make a snapping sound. The team is also interested in learning how to communicate with spiders in their own language. They recorded web vibrations produced when spiders performed different activities. And now you will listen to the spider web music. Our episode is dedicated to the 1st of April. We ask some people what the best April Fool's prank is that they ever experienced or pulled on someone. Enjoy!
The best joke ever was 2 years ago, because in the morning my mother ran into my room and told me that I have to hurry up and go to the stable because the horse from my neighbor Bella was injured. Then I was very excited and went to the stable, and in fact I saw Bella with a big bow around her neck, and from that day on Bella was my horse.
This year I recorded the sound of our doorbell with my cell phone and played it over and over again throughout the day. My mother was so confused. She kept going to the door, but no one was there. Her reaction was priceless.
Once I fooled a good friend of mine with a simple but horrible prank. It was a normal 1st April in elementary school. I was a little bit early at school, and when my friend came into our classroom, I said to him that the principal looked for him and he should go to him right away. My friend didn't expect anything and he was very shocked over this information. He also was a little bit scared, but after a short period of time he went upstairs and talked to him. After some minutes, he came back and was very pissed at me because the principal did not really want something from him and was very confused. After that, my friends swore that this will have revenge.
The best April Fool I've ever done was, I think, when my mom went grocery shopping and my brother and I followed her by car. And when she went into the store, we left a note on her car that says, "Sorry for the scratches on your car, wasn't paying attention when I was barking." And then we were hiding when she came back. And she looked for about 10 minutes where the scratches are. And it was really funny.
Now you're going to listen to this episode's interview.
Hi, Teresa, and welcome to our podcast. Because you're our school's current head girl, we would like to know what you and your team have already achieved this year.
Yeah, of course. At first, we made an email, sv@gymsalfeld.at. There you can contact us anytime. And also, we organized some distribution lists for the upper classes and for the whole school. So maybe if you need it for your VBA or so, you can contact us also, and you get the right to distribute your email to everyone in school. Also, we are in the talk with our director for the decoration of the backyard and our aula. And last but not least, we already made an order for our shoe pulley. They are already in the making, but now the payment is due. So I think your KV is going to contact you if you want. And yeah, and lots to do.
Thanks for your answer. So can you tell us about your newest project, Projektil?
Yeah, sure. As you may have noticed, we launched last month with our school newspaper, our online school newspaper, called Projektil. We already have a few articles. If you want to read them, it's sv.gymsalfeld.at, or you can visit via our homepage. And every month there are 1 to 2 articles published, and also every week there's a recommendation from one of our reporters regarding, yeah, whatever they want, like songs, films, series, stuff like that.
Thanks. The next question would be, what are you planning to do after school?
After school, I'm probably going to go on Interrail or work and travel through Europe a few weeks or months or so, and then visit a university for biotech, biology, so this kind of stuff. But I'm not really sure about that.
Okay, thank you. We know you are also part of the LSV. Can you give an example what the LSV has already achieved this year or what you are planning to do?
Of course, we already launched a few campaigns this year, some regarding the Matura. For example, the Our Matura is on voluntary basis, and that's Part on Us. Also, we launched our climate change campaign a few weeks ago. There we talked, we released a survey, we talked to experts, published some facts about climate change, and really, I can recommend it. I mean, I was hedgehog, but really nice stuff. If you want to follow us, it's lsv-kärnten on Instagram or Facebook. And furthermore, we already organized one seminar this year, and we are planning to do more, but it's pretty difficult to say because of COVID.
That sounds very interesting. So, because this podcast is all about April Fool's Day, can you give us the funniest April Fool's prank you have ever experienced or pulled on someone?
I have a big brother, so April Fool's Day is just like every day, but I don't really have a really fun story to tell, so I'm sorry.
That is very funny, thank you. So, we have already prepared some either-or questions for you. Let's start with the first one. Golf or arts?
Probably golf.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
Vegetarian or vegan?
Vegetarian.
Teacher or scientist?
Scientist.
Money or fame?
Money.
Cats or dogs?
Cats. I mean, I like dogs as well, but cats.
Hope or fate?
I think I'll go with hope.
Okay, I think that was it. Thank you very much for this great interview.
Fitting to our podcast theme, I will now present you 3 crazy songs that I'd consider crazy because of the circumstances of their creation, because of their lyrics or the whole situation surrounding the band and their song. Our first crazy and fun song for this episode is Maxwell's Silver Hammer by the Beatles, in which they talk about Maxwell, the serial killer. Since this song came out, the Beatles community made jokes about it. Since it's really unusual for the Beatles to write a song about a serial killer with a silver hammer. The absurd thing is that during this more serious topic, there's some very uplifting music playing. But hear for yourself.
But as she's getting ready to go, a knock comes on the door. Bang, bang, that's Will Silver.
The second song, which you could consider quite, well, let's call it insane, is called Alan's Psychedelic Breakfast by one of the greatest rock bands in history, Pink Floyd. There are many theories about the true meaning behind the lyrics, but without a lot of interpretation, it's just a song about a guy making and eating breakfast. During a live performance in the 70s, the band suddenly started cooking some eggs on stage. So I definitely consider this song one of the strangest songs ever created by Pink Floyd. And they have done a lot of weird stuff. Our final song that's really crazy would be Genghis Khan by the German band named Genghis Khan as well. Most of you probably already know this song, but if you don't, and you are now asking yourself why it's crazy, well, just listen to the lyrics or watch the video, and you'll get an instant 70s overload by their costumes, and at least in my case, I always have to grin when listening to the lyrics.
Next, you will hear about some very special days in May that you can look forward to.
On the 15th of May, there is International Chocolate Chip Day. So go bake yourself and your family some chocolate chip cookies and enjoy them. On the 30th of May, there is International Creativity Day. So sit down, relax, and let your imagination run wild.
National Mayray Day. On May the 19th, if your name is Ray, give everyone permission to call you, well, Ray. It is National May Ray Day. The idea is everyone may call you Ray on this day instead of Hey You, or maybe Ray sometimes get called Sweetheart or not so nice things. The holiday is all about getting out into the sunshine and saying, you can call me Ray. There are many ways to enjoy the outdoors and the warmer days as summer approaches. Whether your place under the sun is at the park, a rooftop, or your own backyard, find a way to enjoy the nice weather. If Mother Nature isn't cooperating, there are several days in May remaining. National Mary Day can be used to plan a day outside.
National Nurses Day. The National Nurses Day is observed annually on May the 6th. On this day, we raise awareness of all nurse contributions and commitments and acknowledge the vital role nurses play in society. This day is also the first day of the National Nurses Week and is sometimes known as National Recognition Day.
Since it is this time of the year where the weather is going crazy, we wanted to give you some ideas for what you can do on a rainy day. Our first idea is to listen to our podcast. We have already launched 5 other episodes that you can also listen to on our homepage. And if you've already listened to them, you can also listen to other podcasts. There are plenty of good ones out there, and I am sure that you will find one that you like. Our second idea is to revive an old friendship and just call some friends that you haven't heard of in a while and catch up on their latest life.
Our third idea is to clear out your wardrobe and finally get rid of all those things that are in there but you actually never wear. Our fourth idea is to create your own personal photo album and preserve all those wonderful memories. You can simply design it online and then order it. And last but not least, just take some time to reflect. Make a list of things you're grateful for, or think about what goals you're setting for yourself or what you most wish to achieve in life, and just have a great time daydreaming. Now you are going to listen to some jokes.
What is the best flower for a boy to give his mom? A sunflower.
What's a baby chicken's favorite plant? The eggplant.
You don't need a parachute to go skydiving. You need a parachute to go skydiving twice.
Now we have prepared some tricky riddles that will wreck your brain. If you're convinced that you have the correct answers, please send it to us via the Good Mood email. Have fun and give your best.
James was on a walk to work when he suddenly got surprised by a blue Jeep which drove past him without considering the speed limit. Unfortunately, the street was wet because of yesterday's rain. The entire water splashed all over him, as James didn't have an umbrella or something to prevent himself from getting wet with him. As a result, his clothes were soaked, but nonetheless, not a single hair got wet. How did he manage to solve this dilemma?
Once it's green, once it's brown. But both of these times cause me to frown. But just in between, for a very short while, it's perfect and yellow and cause me to smile. What am I talking about here?
There are 40 cats in the garden and 38 mice. How many didn't?
So this was our podcast on April Fools. We hope you had a good time. Try out the riddles. Have a great day and don't forget to tune in next month.
Come on, come down, turn a podcast on. We want to spread joy, I swallow some fun. But positive things that are going on. And give you tips for taking along. So come on, come down, turn a podcast on. Come on, come down, turn a podcast on.